your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up this hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Florida State Seminoles play. They're going to be, they're playing Wake Forest this weekend. And so we got a pair of tickets to give away to here shortly. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, of course, text or call 850-437-1620. Let's get started with the top three stories. The big story, of course, Hurricane Ian. 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders right now as Hurricane Ian is making its way towards the eastern western coast of Florida. You know, we were saying that this thing could change quite a bit from yesterday, and sure enough, yesterday it was expected to make landfall considerably further north than what it is now. Now it's going to be making landfall in between Tampa and Fort Myers. We still got another day, another 24 hours before it's actually going to make landfall. And now, instead of making landfall at a Category 2 hurricane, it could make landfall at either a Category 3 or even possibly a Category 4 hurricane. So it's going to be a very powerful hurricane when it makes landfall. And now they're saying the storm surge could be 10 feet high. That's what? Yeah, that's a lot. They're saying 5 to 10 feet. And now, because of it shifting further to the east, we're pretty much in the clear. Maybe some wind, but not even like a lot of wind. Some rain, some scattered showers, that kind of stuff. So we're pretty much in the clear. But the folks over the, between Tampa all the way down to Fort Myers, the Keys, oh, yeah, they're going to be hit pretty. And it's not just there. It's going to cross the state and either pop out over in the Atlantic or go right up the coastline. And so pretty much, I mean, Orlando area and Palm Beach and all that is just going to be the Space Coast. It's going to go, it's heading straight to the Space Coast. So, yeah, 2.5 million Floridians under evacuation orders. Now, when it comes to what else is going on in the Atlantic, that's about it. There's another disturbance that's out there in the middle of the Atlantic that had a 70% chance of formation over the next 2 days, and now it's dropped down to a 60% chance of formation. So, looks like we're kind of in the clear, at least for now. And on that. All right, when it comes to other top three stories, the House's January 6th panel has postponed a hearing set for tomorrow due to Hurricane Ian. And then let's see here. And the S&P 500 has ended today down after matching a fresh bear market low. And then the Dow slipped more than 100 points as well. So we continue to see the market's reacting negatively to the Fed interest rate increase from yesterday, from last week, which they said that was not the end of it. They were going to continue on. I got a question here for you, and those are your top three stories. Escambia County Superintendent Tim Smith. Last week, you know, it was one of the big stories we were talking about. The Escambia County School Board was talking about voting on whether to end his contract early. And then at the last minute, they decided to just remove it from the docket. Question is, do you think they should bring that vote back up? Do you think they, I'm not necessarily even saying, do you think Tim Smith should be fired? What I'm saying is, do you think they should at least vote on it? And maybe I am asking too. Do you think Superintendent Tim Smith should be fired? What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. The reason why I bring it up to you is because I've talked to many others, both parents and even some teachers, who are very unhappy with the job that Tim Smith has been doing in his 2 years there. Not quite 2 years. It'd be 2 years in November. And so I've been kind of surprised to get the kind of feedback I've gotten from parents where they don't feel like things have been running very smoothly since he took over. And they feel like there's been some missteps since he took over. And so now there's a discussion about just firing Tim Smith and trying to find somebody else. So I've talked to some others that feel that way. Others that I've talked to just don't even, like, they're not paying attention. They're like, I don't know if he's doing a good job or a bad job. But what are your thoughts? I think they should at least have the vote I'm not necessarily saying he should be fired. I guess that would depend on each school board member's constituents. You know, the people that they represent and that they get feedback from. Keeping in mind, just like with any kind of customer service type job, you always get a lot more people complaining about you than you do getting the positives. Like, I remember when I worked in customer service eons ago, they were like, for every positive like comment that somebody leaves, email, phone call, they consider like that's as good as 20 negative comments. So like, if you get like, you know, you got a server sucks, and then it's like goes on and on, and they're like, but then all of a sudden you get one, I had the most wonderful experience with blah 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 today. They're like, oh, that kind of negates those 20 other bad ones, and they just need to get more of those positive ones. And it was always looked at like that, and it's about the same thing in pretty much every industry. People are often like, when they give reviews, that's why our kind of review culture is actually helping us get a better idea of what's going on, because for the longest time, that's how it was. People did not leave reviews unless they were planning on leaving a bad review. I got to admit, I'm guilty of that. I've been trying to do better, but I was guilty of that for the longest time. I was like, I've not left a review in 4 years, but I'm leaving one now. And it wasn't because of a great experience, right? It was because I got peeved off at something. So now I'm like, well, if I had a good experience, shouldn't I be sharing that too? Like, I know these things. So I've been trying to do better, leaving better Google reviews, Facebook reviews, stuff like that. But still, as a society, for the most part, like when you're talking about Superintendent Tim Smith, the complaints mostly coming in are going to come from the people who are like, you know, they're upset at something. But the people who feel like he's doing a good job may not be willing to do anything. Does that make sense? The text says, well, I'm very unhappy with Matt Gaetz and the job that he's doing. Can I put him on the agenda? No, this is the school board. This we're talking about the school board, the Escambia County, what we should do there. All right, let's see here. Escambia County Council, let's see here. First, I don't have a dog in this fight because I don't have kids in the school system. Second, didn't he step in at the beginning or in the midst of the pandemic? Cut him some slack. November 2020. It's definitely right in the middle of the pandemic. It wasn't in the heat of the pandemic, but, you know, right out of it. I mean, it was when the school year was basically starting right after, like, is the first, because remember the when the pandemic hit, we were in the middle of school, and that's when they were like, oh, everybody go to remote learning. And they finished the school year remote learning. And then to start the new school year, that's when Tim Smith had to take over and try to figure out how to do that. And I remember interviewing him at one point, because we were doing like some, I don't know, we were doing some charity thing. And one of the things that we talked about was when he took over, he realized we were way short on teachers. We were way short on school buses. We had a lot of repairs that needed to be done to the buildings. A lot of, you know, there's all these things, and it was kind of right in the middle of the pandemic. So, yeah, there is that too. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good. We do have one accident by FHP. I-110 northbound at mile marker 5. We do have an accident. Roadway is clear and no roadblock, but if they still are off to the side there, keep that in mind. Seeing nothing to slow you down on I-10 throughout Pensacola, as well as on your way to Mobile to or from. We are checking in clear on I-10. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point and Navarre showing no delays. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now, sometimes, though, when we talk about dissatisfaction, when we talk about negative feedback, sometimes if it's done like in a poll situation, you can get a little bit more accurate thing, because you're not just waiting for the random complaint or praise, right? It's just, are you happy or you're not happy? Oh, okay, now I'll tell you, since you're soliciting it from me. So with that, according to a new poll from Gallup, 79% of Americans, almost 80%, 8 out of 10, are dissatisfied with the direction the country is going. 21% are okay with it? 1 out of 5? No, they're just watching The Voice. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are satisfied. Because the reality of it is President Biden and the Democrat-controlled House, they are making these decisions I mean, they're not doing, like, they're not purposely going, like, well, we know people don't like what we're doing, but we're going to go ahead and do it anyway. No, there's a pocket of people who like what they're doing. They like that they're focusing more on fighting climate change than helping the economy. They like that they're focusing more on climate change than helping the poor and the needy. They like that they're trying to fight climate change more than trying to get gas prices down. They like that they're trying to fight climate change more than they're trying to secure the border. They like that. You get what I'm saying? They like this because that's the biggest issue. After all, remember, Bernie Sanders was running for El Presidente in the United States when he said, the biggest threat we have to humanity is climate change. So if you believe that the biggest threat to humanity is climate change, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Economy doesn't matter. Gas prices don't matter. Border security doesn't matter. Wars in Ukraine and threats from Taiwan or threats from China and threats from North Korea, those don't matter. None of that stuff matters because the biggest threat is climate change. And so if you believe that, then that's all you care about. And so what you see the administration doing, you think, yeah, they're doing a good job. We're finally headed in the right direction. And you're like, well, people are going broke and we have more people becoming homeless literally every week around the country. And they go, yeah. But at least we're fighting climate change. So there's 21% apparently that are okay with that. Or they're lying. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. September 30th, join News Radio 92.3 at the Taste of Gulf Breeze. It's an exciting, competitive culinary adventure. Area restaurants and food and beverage providers will tempt you with culinary delights as you mingle with local businesses and organizations throughout the event. General admission is open from 6 to 9. Special early access for VIP ticket holders is from 5 to 6. Get more information and ticket information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, and it's presented by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinky Realty. David here, let me tell you, little bit about Christina Leavenworth. Now, we all know how crazy the real estate market is right now. It's up, it's down, it's up again. And if you've got a home you're looking to sell, you should call an expert. You should call Christina Leavenworth. Now, she sells more homes for more money than anybody else here in our area. She's got pre-qualified buyers. They're lined up, they're ready, they want to purchase homes right now. Homes just like yours. So if you've got one to sell, give Christina a call. Her number is 850-723-9158. One more time, that's 850-723-9158. Christina and her team, they can sell your home quickly. Give her a call today. Find out what she can do for you. 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinky Realty. Now, on to top trending news this hour. Governor DeSantis giving an update on Hurricane Ian.
Landfall will be tomorrow night, Wednesday night, but it's going to meander through the state all the rest of Wednesday night, all of Thursday. And it's going to exit most likely sometime on Friday morning. So this is going to be a lot of impacts.
And right now, maximum sustained winds about 120 miles an hour. It's about 250 miles off of the coast, moving about 10 miles an hour. And it's expected to cause a lot of damage there and southwestern Florida, 12 feet of storm surge and a lot of rain. Drug cartels replacing brand name medications with fentanyl.
That's according to the nation's attorney general.
Across the country, a nearly invisible poison, fentanyl, is devastating families and communities. Yet many young people who take fentanyl don't even know that they're taking it.
Merrick Garland said cartels are making the deadly drug into rainbow-colored pills designed to look like candy or prescription medicines. He said the Justice Department is working to dismantle these operations and get the fentanyl off the streets. Over the summer, Drug Enforcement Administration agents seized over 10 million fake tablets and 982 pounds of fentanyl powder across the nation. Garland noted that's enough to kill 36 million Americans. I'm Dina Kodiak.
And Bobby, some news today on the next Deadpool movie. Ryan Reynolds has posted a video on his Twitter account announcing that that movie is set for a September 2024 release.
Every Deadpool needs to stand out and stand apart. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside, and I have nothing. Yeah, just completely empty up here. And terrifying. But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
Yep, that last line, Hugh Jackman walking past in the background, and apparently he'll be back again to play Wolverine. It'll be his first time playing Wolverine since, what, Logan, what was that, 2016? So.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's been a while.
I thought he died.
And actually, checking right now, Wolverine is the number one trend on Twitter.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Already, yeah. And this was posted less than an hour ago.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's quick. That was a quick one. Not a surprise. I mean, goodness gracious, how long has Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman just kind of teased this bromance? And so now it looks like they're going to collaborate. And I did see that Disney said that they're not going to a Disney-fy Deadpool. They're going to allow it to stay rated R and crass and all that stuff. So
that's good. I think If you change anything about Deadpool, it ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Deadpool's. Yeah, it's you can't mess with it. I mean, that's the character. It's crass. It's, you know, it is what it is. So and it's like the perfect role for Ryan Reynolds. That's the comic seems to be written for him. Per se, and he's taking it over. He actually wrote the whole second Deadpool movie, so he wasn't just the producer of it, actor. He also wrote it, so he's definitely taking ownership of the franchise, no doubt. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good. No major delays to report. No accidents to report at the moment. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear, as well as 29 and 90. Not seeing any major slowdowns. Davis Highway north and southbound lanes are looking good. You will see your everyday busyness on Davis right near the interstate, as well as getting off the interstate at Davis. You'll sit at that light for just a little bit, but it is looking good. See something else, just give me a call. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line number. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number again, 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Speaking of the fentanyl stuff, one thing I was thinking about when you were bringing this up, David, was 36 million. They brought enough fentanyl in that could kill 36 million individuals. And it's like, that's one thing about fentanyl is they're saying like just like a couple of like small grams of fentanyl could kill you. And so it's like, why you have something that's so, like, I get it that it's addictive. So they're hoping people get addicted to it. And so you therefore sell more. But this thing is so, like, fatal, you're killing off your buyers. I mean, it became the number one killer for adults ages, like, 25 to 45 last year. And so it's like you're killing your buyers. And so it just seems kind of weird that it's that deadly, and they're still pushing it out like crazy. Like, I guess what it is the people aren't buying it on purpose. They're lacing stuff with it. And therefore killing their buyers. That's what I don't get. But maybe it's just that addictive that they're hoping they can get a lot more sales out of it before there ends up being, you know, something bad that would happen. I don't know. Very, very bizarre situation with this fentanyl. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Got a red flag warning. What does that mean? We'll talk about that. It's not pertaining to the water.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go?
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Red flag warning for the forests. Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and Okaloosa County has seen little rainfall. And so wildfire danger is on the rise. So basically no outdoor burning is allowed right now. I mean, we've got the drought going on out west, the historic drought. Well, we got our own little drought here. It may not be the same as what it looks like out west, but it's still a drought. They're still touting and celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act, yet the stuff that they're touting about it isn't going to do anything pertaining to inflation. It's so bizarre that they're still touting this. Okay. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now, seeing no major slowdowns to report. We are seeing some slight slowdowns as you're getting off of I-110 onto Davis Highway. You will expect some delays, but nothing too bad, as well as University Parkway moving nicely, East Johnson Avenue, as well as East Olive Road. Nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads delaying you, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I saw this story here real quick, also on FoxNews.com. The electoral count, the electoral, what is it called? The electoral count bill, what was this? Electoral Count Act. It has now been backed by Mitch McConnell as well. And where Mitch McConnell, if he's backing it, then it's going to have a good chance of passing right here. And so this is one that will, it should be approved in the coming weeks. It would make sure that the vice president's role is more clear during the tally of the electoral votes. And that clear role is purely ceremonial. It would make it more difficult for lawmakers to challenge and delay the count of a particular state's results as well. And, you know, I'm mixed on this. Because in one aspect, I do feel like things need to be clearly defined. But in the other aspect, I do think there was some clear boundaries, some clear laws that may have been broken by the states when it came to their own electoral votes. Meaning, If a judge in some county said, I'm going to go ahead and allow the voting booths to stay open an extra 2 hours because of COVID, or a governor says, I'm going to go ahead and allow mail-in ballots this year because of COVID. But if their state legislature did not already have laws that permit the governor to make emergency actions, then that was illegal. And there was no audits to the states on that. And now basically what this bill would do was would remove Congress from being able to challenge that. Yet it's Congress's, in the U.S. Constitution, it's Congress's role to make sure that the state legislatures have the power to enact their own voting rights and voting laws and everything. Yet if the state legislature isn't doing that, then isn't Congress supposed to be able to hold them accountable for that? I don't know. I think there's a mix right there. It's Pensacola. But I do like that they're trying to clarify some things. That's a good thing. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right. The boy whose exorcism was the inspiration behind The Exorcist actually grew up to be a NASA engineer. His work contributed to the Apollo mission in the 1960s. Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz were both released in 1939, and they both were directed by Victor Fleming. That's right. He actually suffered a brief nervous breakdown from directing Gone with the Wind during the day and editing The Wizard of Oz at night. He was doing them both at the same time. Wow. The M that's printed on each M&M was originally black. It was changed to white after 4 years. Yeah, you won't even see that black on some of the chocolate ones, like the brown ones and stuff. Woodrow Wilson's wedding was catered by a young chef named Ettore Boyardi, who would go on to create the brand Chef Boyardi. So, yeah. And Family Feud does all of its surveys by telephone and asks each person about 30 to 40 questions. Dave Ramsey.